Hello everyone, welcome to the 9th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Let's talk about daily, weekly, and monthly challenges. I have noticed, I have witnessed, and I have observed that short-term commitments are more respected than long-term ones. And I've never seen something more powerful than daily, weekly, and monthly challenges that we can choose for ourselves, especially in our Get Fit trip. It's exactly like the same concept of resolution, New Year resolutions. But this one, since it is short-term, it keeps us more committed. You may have heard about the chunking theory. When you chunk things, it's easier to digest. Just imagine that a big number, 08112782, it's a big chunk of numbers and you don't want to memorize it, it's difficult. But let's break it into pieces. 08112782, most of the phone numbers that we say. So this theory says that when you break things into pieces, it's gonna be easier to understand and you decode it easier, so it makes it something which is daunting and difficult, it will sound easier. Just imagine last time that you went to a car dealer to buy a car. The primary price, maybe it was, I don't know, $15,000 with a $250 monthly payment. But you came out of the store, car dealer, with $20,000 and monthly payment of $350. How it comes? The car dealer at the beginning started with that small number, 15,000, so somehow wooed you into their store, and over there, they just keep giving you step by step. If you want air conditioning, it's gonna be added $29 more. If you want, I don't know, a heat seat, it's gonna make you $10 more. Backup camera, $12 more. It keeps just adding and adding and gives you the options in a small chunks, not as a whole. Doesn't say, okay, these 10 options, you gotta add $5,000 more. No, it doesn't work like that. And it gives you it in the small pieces. Why does it work? Most of the marketing and sales guy use it, and all of the time it works. And I wonder that it could go back to our childhood. When we are memorizing things, we make them into pieces. When we want to eat something, we make it into pieces. It's all the time that our mind, our brain, is somehow designed to make it into chunks. So we like it. I think that chunking idea, that's how we can, our mind can absorb and accept it more easily than a big mouthful, you know, handful idea. But let's use chunking to our advantage. When you go to a car dealer, you gotta pay more. Or when you are dealing with these business guys or marketing guys, sales guys, you gotta pay more. But let's use it to our advantage. I have noticed that my New Year resolutions are so ambitious and normally I couldn't stick to them. Sometimes I was committed months. Sometimes I was more vigorous and I just could stick to it for 6 months. But I could never fully deliver or stay consistent and persistent. But I have recently started having daily, weekly, and monthly challenges for my workout, and it has paid out very well. My daily challenge is 3 times workout. One is from 6 to 9 a.m., the second one is from 2 to 4 p.m., and the last one from 9 to 11 p.m. And my weekly challenge is Monday to Friday, sticking to my daily challenge. My Saturdays are off when I do blogging and podcasting, it's totally dedicated to it. And my Sundays are totally related and dedicated to volleyball and yoga. And what is my monthly plan? It's simply sticking to my weekly challenges. The best way to stay committed is to put it on the wall. It's one of the best investments to have a very small whiteboard in your place, in your apartment. And just see it. We may have mental attitude and fortitude, but it's tried and true that what is written is respected better and it keeps us more committed. I have a small whiteboard that I have put on the board wherever I am passing by, I see it, and I have put my monthly plans. I call it, let's say, February challenge, March challenge. Now I have the February challenge. If you take a look at my blog, I put a photo of it that is shows that so far in the first half of February I have respected all. I have two markers, red and blue. If I respect it, I put blue mark, and if I don't, I fail to do it, I put a red one. And this one keeps me so motivated and committed to keep them all blue. I don't want to have a red one. That's why I say putting it on the board is gonna be really helpful. I found that chunking can do miracle. Since I've started doing my daily, weekly and monthly challenges, I have seen an extraordinary change in my workout as well as in my mental attitude. My mindset has totally changed. It has made me more consistent and committed, more persistent. I enjoy it more, and I do like to have all the blue check marks on my board after each workout. I try really hard not to get any red check mark. It's a simple game. True, we are adults, but we can sometimes play and enjoy it and see the benefits. Thank you for listening. Just give it a try, the idea of chunking and putting monthly, weekly and daily challenges on the board, and you will see the results. Again, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to our blog, podcast, check our Facebook pages, our Twitter. Up until next time, take care of yourself. Talk to you soon next week.